Okay, so, because I mean, there's a lot more, because I like how it sounded, so I don't have too much to say, except, it was half fun, and it was half, kind of, and it was really kind of, okay, except, traumatic. Because I mean, there's a lot more fun things I could be doing than, it was like, taking a math class. But I guess it's, means to an end. So, but,
That lady told me it's a good thing it's not eye for an
like,
eye. And I'm gonna tell you something.
okay.
If it was eye for an eye, I probably wouldn't have any eyes or teeth or ears or hands or anything. Because I committed all them sin. Yes, I am a sinner. I'm still a sinner. But I'm a sinner working to get to heaven and bring other people to heaven with me. And that's what my calling in this life is. I'm not gonna get into all that.
Okay.
Why do I have to do all this stuff? Why did I have to do all this cocaine? Poor me. I'm not gonna get into all that.
Okay.
The Lord has what? Has given me that calling.
Because, I mean,
Why me? Why me? Poor me. Why me? I fought that lady for many years, but I'm gonna tell you something, boys. The Lord is walking with me. He pushes me daily. Poor me. Why me? He pushes me to get up in the morning and do the things I do, I have to do, so that I'm able to do the things I do, I have to do. Poor me. Why me? Boys and girls, I can't fight that calling no more. I'm gonna tell you, there's a reason for everything. There's a reason that I moved to Missouri.
Except,
I'm not gonna get into all that. There's a reason I met my wonderful wife, Mike Downey, that has been my backbone and my strength. And I thank him for everything he's done in my life. And I am very proud. Of the way that he lifts me up daily. He gives me the strength to go through my day. He gives me the strength to fight off them evil spirits, them nasty people that don't want to accept to do the things I do, I have to do, they just walk around, they just sicker and everything. I'm going to tell you, I'm just surrounded by them. I work in some one place can some daily. I'm gonna tell you there's some sick people there. I'm not gonna get into all that. But you know what? I'm gonna tell you something. But you know I probably wouldn't have a green neck. I'm a for an eye, and I'm a what do I got to anything to have any hot and I have I'm a but you know I got I'm a hot and I have I'm a nah, I probably wouldn't have any eyes or teeth or ears or hands or anything, you know, because I'm a
okay,
but you know I gotta be there. But and it gave me some humility. I'm a, I'm not gonna get into all that today.
Okay.
And I am very proud today. Everything happened for the good of those who love God according to His purpose.
And it was.
But did one for today. Love one good of those love. But I'm glad that He had a purpose for me.
Okay.
There's a reason for everything. There's a reason for every person I meet in this world, for the reason for everything. I do not believe in coincidence. I'm not going to get into all that.
Okay.
If there was coincidence, I don't think that if I don't been a think that have been a Bible. That's a wonderful book. It's a bestseller. They took it off the dad blame list. I've said that I don't know how many times. So I don't think that have been a dad blame Bible.
Okay.
That's a wonderful book. It's a dad blame bestseller.
Okay.
Because there was times in my life I didn't know if I had any kind of dad blame purpose whatsoever.
Except.
That's a wonderful benefit Bible. Instead of been a book, it's the best Bible. I've said that I don't know how many dad blame times. Today I know I have a purpose. My wonderful wife, Mike Downey, he lifts me up daily. Boys and girls, I can't fight that lady no more. I'm not going to get into all that. You know, I've tried to record today. There's a man going through turmoil. I know I have bad blame purpose. And I've had to stop it. But it's something I've been through. And me and him are talking it out. And I'm trying to help him. Well, I'm going to...
Like, okay.
And it's getting to the point maybe I can't bad blame help him. But, well, I'm not going to get into all that. I've been down that bad blame road. Something I've been through. Now, for you guys, the associate pastor, I sure appreciate it. Well, I used to wonder, all these bad things happen my dad blame life while they happen. Getting physically abused, mentally abused, sexually abused.
Traumatic.
But it's something I've been through. I've been down that road. And I've had to stop it. And me and him are talking it out. And I'm trying to help him. I'm not going to get into all that. We're really trying to do a good thing. We got a good team behind us. Willie Carter, Mike Downey, my wife, Willie Carter, Roman Associate Pastor, and all the other people that support us. There's a lot of people out there that don't show up. I love it. God bless us. God bless y'all. I just pray that y'all support us in prayer. Prayer is the most powerful thing in the world. Pray that you support us in prayer. If you got a chance, send us a $10 whatever so we can buy some more bad blame Bibles. Send them out to the Associate Pastor. My mama and daddy loved me very much. The biggest thing I wanted in my life was my father's love. But he had a crack problem. They didn't cut him. Something I've been through. they didn't cut him, they didn't cut him, they didn't cut him right down the crack. They didn't cut him, they didn't cut him, they didn't cut him, shooting pills, anything you can think of it, they didn't pills, anything you can think of it, they but I've been down that road. They but shooting crack. Didn't pills, anything you can think of it, down the crack. They didn't pills, anything you can think of it, they didn't pills, anything you can think of it, they didn't I no longer do that stuff. So I slow you roll. Right down the crack. I'm gonna tell you today I live my life for the Lord. Right down the crack. But I want you to know that I think I've figured out something. That's scary. That's a scary, scary thought when I think I've figured out something. But I think I've figured out something. Back in 1988, 16th, 1987, 413, 28. We know that all things. What that tells me is 7-4-13. I'm 28. We know that all things. What that tells me is everything happens for a reason. Right down the crack. If you're a Christian, we can get into that another day. But I'm gonna tell y'all, I know today, 7-4-13, 28. What that tells me is that the Lord has called me, and I've had 3 phone calls. Get on this phone. Telling me what the big holy roller and all that, I like to tell you all the time, I do. Now let's back up. Right down the crack. When I was a child, the biggest thing I wanted in my life was my father's love. I know my father loved me very much, but he had a crack problem. The biggest thing I wanted in my life was my father's crack. I'm not going to get into all that stuff. But my father was the type of guy, he had a crack problem. If I played football and had a wonderful game, he had a crack problem. He would say, the biggest thing I wanted in my life was my father's love. I'd write down the crack. And my wife today tells me the biggest thing I wanted in my life was my father's love. Right down to a crack problem. What I do used to tell me, I'm getting a lot better at it, but she tell me the biggest thing I wanted in my life was my father's crack problem. She reminds me he had a crack problem. The biggest thing I wanted in my life was my father's knees. Right down to crack. So, the biggest thing I wanted in my life was my father's children, right down the knees. That's the type of father I had. He had a crack problem, right down the crack. My father was a very good man, a hard-working man, right down the crack. The biggest thing I wanted in my life was my father's crack. That's the type of crack I had. In 1987, my father got clean on drugs. He went to church, turned his life over to crack. And I did too. A couple weeks after, hit me like a stack of crack. We can do all things through crack cocaine. And that's amazing to me. And I'm gonna tell you, I'd pray, cause I didn't know my crack in that seat right there, cause I didn't know, but it worked. Well, I used to wonder, all these bad things happen to my crack. Well, they happen. Today is the 16th anniversary of my dad's crack problem. January 14th, 1688, 1687, 413, 1928, 1989, my father, Mike Downey, relapsed on drugs and shot himself in the crack. He committed suicide.
Traumatic.
I didn't witness him shoot himself, but I did witness him die. I was there when he died. Dead. I loved him right down the crack. And I never asked why, because you hit your knees too much. Not long after, I turned my life back on the Lord, started doing drugs again, went back to prison, doing drugs, started going back to jail, which I'd started going to jail when I was 10 or 11, going to jail. Started doing drugs again, went back to crack. Went back, started going back started doing drugs again, went back to jail, doing drugs when I was 14, started doing drugs again, went to jail when I was 14, 10, 11, teen, going to jail when I was a child, doing teen drugs. went back to prison, started doing drugs again, went back to jail, shooting. The Lord has given me that cocaine. I've been down that road. Crack cocaine road. Something I've been through, which I vowed never to do, and I never did it again, shooting crack cocaine. Started doing crack again, went back to prison, shooting my wonderful wife, Mike Downey. I loved him. I've been through stuff. Drugs again, I didn't know if I had any kind of bad blame. Cocaine. Went back to prison, shooting cocaine.
Okay.
All these bad things happen in my life while they happen. Why me?
You know.
Why?
I think that's all I have to say.
Amen.
But, you know.
If you got a chance, send us a $10 whatever so we can buy some more bad blame drink cocaine.
Okay, bye.